Making headlines today are dairy farmers campaigning for a 10 cent per litre levy on all milk products to try and keep farmers afloat during the drought. Shane Hickey, a farmer from Keogle in northern New South Wales, has teamed up with Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation, so that's QDO, to start a petition to make the change. We're joined by him now.
So Shane, you recently did the numbers working out, you know, the going rate on milk at the moment and the amount of labour you do on the farm. What did you work out was your pay per hour at the moment?
That was last month. That was $2.46. It'll probably be less this month, just gone.
$2.46 an hour for the labour you do on a dairy farm. How does that work out?
Basically, it's what you get paid, and then I worked out that I do about 12 hours every day, 7 days a week, and I just divided it, and that's what I ended up with. So, and then after I posted that, I actually had farmers ring me up. One farmer told me he was losing $17 an hour.
Mm. Oh, that's madness.
He's not the only one. Like, I copped a bit of a flogging from a politician telling me that it was only me, and I put a post up asking other farmers, and it just flooded. It just absolutely came at me.
We said you've said that your production is down 50% from this time last year. Do you think that that's mainly because of the drought, or are there other issues contributing to that?
Yeah, no, definitely the drought. The amount of grass that we should have is just not there at all, and our costs have just skyrocketed. So it's a combination of everything. So a farmer just near me, he's got 180 cows, and he's losing about $11,000 a month at the moment, and he's just booking that up on his overdraft. And I said, how long have you got? And he said, I might get till Christmas. Yeah. I might not. And another farmer said he's hoping to get to Christmas to have a good Christmas for the kids.
Yeah.
And then he'll most likely lose the farm after that. And I was like, and most of these farmers have such, how would I put it? They're so mentally drained that a lot of them can't speak. They break down. I was talking to a farmer last night at 10 o'clock at night, and he was half cracking up on the phone, and I said, it's all right, mate, I'm trying to help, I'm trying. And he's just like, I can't speak up, I can't. He said, I'm shell-shocked.
Yeah.
And I said, I understand. So that's the problem. It's not just me. There's thousands of us that are all suffering, and a lot of them are unable to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a dire situation. Talking about government support, we know last month the Senate rejected a proposal to raise milk prices by 20 cents a litre. What more do you think our Parliament could be doing to support the Australian dairy industry?
Oh, a huge amount. But that was, to tell you the truth, that was really disgraceful that they do not support us as farmers. They'll support other people, but as farmers, not one of those parliamentarians stood up and said, yes, we'll support our farmers. And Canada has a system, they've had it for 50 years, where their farmers are paid fairly. They've actually got a system where they work out how much the farmers can have, work out what the consumer can pay, and they set the price correctly. And they've had that for 50 years. And that's I've emailed Little Proud, and I've David Little Proud, and I've emailed my local member, and I said, you've just got to pick up the phone, ring Canada, they've had it for 50 years, ring them, and they will tell you what they're doing. That's all you've got to do, and they're just,
It's an appalling situation, Shane, considering the quality of dairy that's produced in this country, that that Australian farmers aren't even getting paid, you know, a bare minimum to cover their costs. It's really a terrible situation.
The reason that we're talking about this with you today, obviously, is this discussion around the 10 cent levy. Do you think that that's going to make a big enough change for you?
It's a start, to say the least. Compared to my parents in 1986, I'm earning 20% less than what they were now, which is ridiculous. So if we went in at 50 cents or a dollar or whatever we need to be getting, we wouldn't get it. The supermarkets would just close the door in our face. So we have to start small and just try and crack the ice. And the worst part, we're down on our knees begging for 10 cents. Like, the average person might throw 10 cents in the street or just get rid of it and not worry about it. We're down on our knees begging these people to give us 10 cents. Like, it's
pittance,
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And they're sitting up there's Coles and Woolies, Audi, IGA, they're all sitting there, and same with the government, and they're just, they're cold. They're really cold towards us. They're like, no, no. And I'm like, So, yeah, and the government's had the ACCC report. They've had the Senate inquiries last year, in 2016. They've had all these inquiries. They know what to do. They know Canada's got a better system, and they don't want to touch it with a 40-foot pole, which is disgraceful.
Shane, what can we do to help? Can we ring our local members, or should we be buying certain types of milk at the shops?
Well, we need everybody to sign the petition on change.org, the 10-cent drought levy. We need everybody to sign that so we can say, here, everybody is prepared to give us just 10 cents, all we're asking. We need this. And ring your politicians and ask them why they won't stand up for farmers.
A huge thanks to Shane Hickey. He's a farmer from Kyogle, a dairy farmer in northern New South Wales. He's teamed up with the Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation to launch this petition to make this change, a 10-cent levy on milk and dairy products. 10 cents, really not a lot to ask for, Katie, it seems.
No, not at all. I remember seeing the special that Waleed Ali did earlier this year, maybe towards the end of last year, and that was when I wasn't aware of any of this until that. But ever since then, I make sure that I buy the expensive milk, not that it's expensive, but just that little bit more rather than going for, you know, some home brand and knowing that it's coming straight out of these guys' pockets.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of criminal paying $1 for what is high quality milk in Australia. We're very lucky to have premium quality dairy. I mean, I've travelled in many parts of the world. They don't have fresh milk in their supermarkets. They buy the powdered milk and the UHT varieties. So I think most people would be happy to pay a little bit more for their milk if it's going to help those farmers out.
And if it did spark your interest when he said to contact your local member, if you're not sure who that is, you can head online to Find My Electorate, and that will help you find the avenues to get that message through, and I would encourage you to do it.
Absolutely, and we'll be putting up that change.org petition on our website and social media pages. But right now, we want to hear your views as well. Give us a call on 980-5667 or shoot us through a message on our Facebook page. Are you willing to pay a little bit more for milk to help out our farmers? That number again, 980-5667. You're on Afters FM.